Let us next take ourselves to France. It's just a short drive down to the village of New Haven, south of Brighton. That's where we catch the car ferry to Dieppe. The English Channel is cold and rainy this day. Heaving gray water under gray skies, the huge ferry boat is an English-French world. Few other countries are represented. As we leave New Haven, everyone speaks English. Near Dieppe, French accents intensify. Finally, people stop understanding my English, and I begin recalling bits of schoolboy French. We debark and drive off toward Rouen. Here in Normandy, the Iron Armies of 1944 passed over like angels of death, pulverizing the ancient towns. We walk by the tower where Joan of Arc was interrogated during another awful war, almost 6 centuries ago. We pass terrible World War II bomb scars on the Hall of Justice along the way to Rouen Cathedral. The cathedral is stunning. Its immense columns and arches distort and expand space. These stones surely violate the law of gravity. The building assails the senses. We've entered a kind of fourth dimension, and I struggle to resolve it with reality. But we see only fragments of the 15th century stained glass. Only a pane here and a half window there has survived the bombings. Heads are blown off statues. After 50 years, the restoration still has far to go. A new window shows women in a grain field, one with a wide straw hat. They could as well be Vietnamese as medieval. They could be bystanders from any war. After half an hour, the geometrical unreality, the poignant beauty, and the sense of violation by war grow too strong. I go back out into the quiet rain to clear my mind. In a shop across the street, I pay 100 francs for a frayed science book, published in 1745. It is a set of conversations on the senses. How do sight, touch, hearing, taste, and smell work? What do they really tell us about reality? The book tells of Newton's new theory of light spectra, and it includes an early picture of the inner ear. But none of this explains how vision and gravity failed me inside Rouen Cathedral. And so we continue on to Paris, and the sensate assault continues over the next few days. It hits me again in the Musée d'Orsay amidst the Pre-Raphaelites and Art Nouveau. Suddenly the assault on the senses was too explicit. I drop my guard and I feel too much. I have to flee to McDonald's on Rue Saint-Germain for a cup of coffee. I need some blandness during a meal too rich for the taste buds. Now at last we eat one last perfect pâté. We take one last walk among buildings whose physical beauty and elegance mock the mere shops and cafes they now house. We've been through the museums here, rank on rank of Van Gogh, Monet, Rodin, in the Louvre, the Mona Lisa, the Venus de Milo, the Winged Victory. They've all gone by like pictures in Art Appreciation 101. It's time to go on to some new and different adventure. We'll have to sort all this out and rebuild it in our minds, make sense of it in retrospect, after we get back to America.